Today we heard the music of Alice Coltrane, drawing on two albums, Journey to Satchidananda.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Thursday, December 1st. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Philip Pantuso reports for the Times Union that the State Thruway Authority on December 5th will propose the first widespread toll hikes for E-ZPass holders since 2010. If approved, New York E-ZPass users will see a 5% increase in tolls before beginning January 1st, 2024, with a second 5% increase in January of 2027. A proposed 50-cent annual increase for the Mario Cuomo Bridge would go into effect over a four-year period from 2024 to 2027, increasing the base rate toll on the bridge from $5.75 to $7.75. The news was first reported by LowHUD.com and confirmed by Thruway Authority spokesperson Jonathan Dougherty. Even if the increase gets the go-ahead, the tolls on the Thruway, one of the busiest toll highways in the U.S., will be among the lowest in the country compared to similar toll roads, Dougherty said. An analysis by the engineering firm Stantec determined that, quote, there are additional revenues required for the authority to fulfill its system-wide operating debt service and capital needs, unquote, Dougherty said in an email. If approved by the board of directors, the proposal will begin a lengthy public process that will include public hearings, a public comment period, potential revisions, and ultimately final consideration by the board of directors within the next year. The last toll increase was on January 1, 2021, when the authority increased rates for non-EasyPass customers and for all drivers on the Mario Cuomo Bridge. The State Thruway Authority receives no state, federal, or local tax dollars to support its operations. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County State Supreme Court Justice David Gandon, November 30th, signed an order temporarily blocking implementation of Kingston rent control as adopted by the Kingston Rent Guidelines Board. Genevieve Rand, a statewide housing organizer for Citizens Action of New York, said her organization is confident the decision will ultimately be upheld in court, but this order, quote, will cause irreversible harm to countless tenants in Kingston, unquote. She said it was, quote, disgusting that the real estate industry funds this campaign to deter tenants from asserting their right to safe, stable housing and other cities from enacting policy to protect that right, unquote. Rand said the justice's order, quote, means that the renters of Kingston will lose an important step toward housing security that was legally afforded to them. Instead, they will struggle with unaffordable rents now and in the future, leading to housing instability and, in some cases, homelessness, unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amelia Munson is reporting for the Times Union that the demand for food and cash assistance for New York residents spiked recently to levels not seen in years, state data shows. Experts said the rising need is likely fueled by inflation, the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy, and workforce and the winding down of many pandemic assistance programs that helped keep people fed and housed for the past 2 years. Quote, the number of people coming in to apply for benefits this fall is astronomical, unquote, said Albany County Department of Social Services Commissioner Michelle McClave. Quote, not all are eligible, but they feel a need, unquote. More than 530,000 state residents received temporary cash assistance in September, a level higher than in any month since March 2018, according to the latest data from the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Likewise, the number of people receiving Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits was greater in the spring and summer than it was at any other time over the past several years. While data for October and November are not yet available, McClave and other officials said they have seen high demand continue. Local food pantries are also observing a substantial surge in hunger cases. In a survey of Capital Region food pantries this fall, 83% said they were feeding more people this year than last, and nearly half raised concerns about having adequate funding or being able to source products, according to the Food Pantries of the Capital District, a coalition of 70 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties. SNAP benefits are used to buy groceries. Cash assistance helps families with children and certain eligible individuals cover their expenses. Recipients must meet strict criteria to receive the benefits and may be required to have a job. The government programs provide benefits through a combination of state and federal money. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, December 1st. Local early morning temperatures range from 24 degrees in Tannersville to 37 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 40 degrees. Snow falls locally today, but only early on as some lingering lake effect finishes up by 8 a.m. Rest of the day will be dry with a high of 42 at 3 p.m. Wind gusts will persist, reaching the mid-40 mile-per-hour range this afternoon. Overnight, we get a low of 26 degrees, and winds die down, becoming calm by morning. So, early morning drives could see some patchy fog before things warm up quickly, reaching 43 degrees by 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overnight, temperatures drop to 34 degrees before we get a stormy Saturday with a high of 54. Sunday dries out, but cools off. Highs of only 41 expected. Sunset today will be at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:01 a.m. Looking way up, we see today Mars makes its closest approach to Earth for the year, and the Aurora Oval is being pushed down by the elevated KP Index, and as such could reach places like Michigan and Maine. Solar wind speed is currently 563 kilometers per second at 1.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible on all bands below 60 megahertz until dark, then fair only below 8 megahertz overnight. E24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock on the Thingularity Radio Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
TV off. Thank you, Tom. Good afternoon. Thank you, Tom. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Skerritt coming to you from home with our first December broadcast. At least the crossroads in it. So hope you all are seeing in the holiday, since it had been begun. So have a good time spending your money, making your children happy, as happy as you can. Isn't that what we all want to do, make our children happy? So let's just do it. Let's just enjoy this. Let's forget about all of the crap going on. And as I promised both of my friends, and I only have two, actually, Rick and Frank. I promised Rick and Frank I was going to play some country music, and that's been going on now for quite some time. So for some reason or the other, I wouldn't be able to do it for some reason or the other. Anyway, today, I'm going to do just that. So, Crossroads is Living here on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm going to entertain you with some country music today. And the great Bud Willen, I'm here next week, next time I'm on, which would be, I believe, the 15th. We'll play some Christmas music. Okay, and I'll take it out for the year. So, my advice is be thankful for that you, the few of you who listen, I appreciate your listening. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your friendship and love all of you. So let's do something today, country music. Some of you may realize that country music was more or less a thing for people who weren't black, people who were not of color. And then somewhere along in the, I don't know, I guess Charlie Pride might have been there, the first one, I don't know. Charlie Pride showed up and started recording country music. And before you know it, he was on the country charts and making a living. And therefore integrating the whole country scene. And then over time, other artists, they began to come together and do different things. Having just artists of color appear on their country shows and other kinds of things. And then some of them got together and recorded a country rhythm and blues album. And that was the start of rhythm and country. So I'm going to be playing some songs from my very infamous album. And then what we'll do is we'll play some songs that come from some of the new artists of color in the country scene. Okay, and just some of my favorites. So why don't we start here? Let's start here. Where do we go? Okay, I'll tell you what we'll start. We'll start with Aaron Neville and Trish. Year one, and I Fall to Pieces. I think that was a pretty big hit for them back in the day. So these songs are from that album. Rhythm and Country and Blues is called. And I Fall to Pieces.
each time I see you again. I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You want me to act like we never kissed. You want me to forget, pretend we never met. And I've tried, and I've tried.
Fine-looking man. Wow, it's something else.
Hey, look at here. Just wait and see. Work hard and the same I don't. I found the car that I've been wanting so. Getting me the girl before we run around. We look real sharp in a white top down. Keep right on dreaming and I'm thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, why? That's something else.
Ooh, that's something else. Oh, look here. What's all this? I never thought I'd. fine looking man. Wow, he's something else.
That was Tanya Tucker. Tanya Tucker and Lil Richard. He's something else. Again, this is from the album recorded by country and R&B artists, probably back in the 80s. And I think it's what brought together both venues. Of country and Western music coming together and did a lot to bring these two groups together, the recorded music, and which is still the genre in the community today. Country music has finally gone equal opportunity. And I come to appreciate each other's artsmith. I'll put that word artsmith. Is that a word? In any event, I think you know what I'm saying. So I'm playing that stuff today. And hope you're going to be enjoying it. So here's some more of it with Patti LaBelle and Travis Tritt. No, not Twit. Tritt.
When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. Don't understand.
people say. They say that she's just no good. She's my woman. Oh, and I know I'm her man.
You're listening to country and rhythm music. And I am your host, Alan Skerritt, here with you from now until 2 o'clock in this afternoon. My program is called Cross Road and Rhythm. Pardon my low key, not feeling that well today. But I promised some friends I was going to play some country western music for them, for us. And so I'm doing it today. I'll play a mix of duets and other solo entries by the older country folks and some of the newer ones. I'm more than a light being of color. So, hope you're enjoying it. And I'm going to continue playing some of these songs from that very same first album with the duets of the country singer R&B thing. Here's a song by two giants in the field, Alan Toussaint and Chet Atkins. Song called Seven Nights. I know you know it.
Southern night. Have you ever felt a southern night? the breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern sky, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Slowly.